climate change as well as rural aviation are major issues in the YK Delta. And Senator Lisa Murkowski addressed both during her visit to the region last week. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports in Bethel.
Murkowski visited Quinnahock as part of her trip. It's one of 56 villages in the region and sits on the coast near the Kuskokwim Bay. Like many YK Delta communities, it's experiencing erosion from rising sea levels and melting permafrost, and is struggling to maintain its gravel airstrip.
Had an opportunity to look at the impacts of erosion and some of the issues that they're dealing with, whether it is their airport, whether it is their sewer lagoon, but just the impacts to infrastructure that will be necessary to review.
The Yupik community is also the site of a massive archaeological dig. Quinnahock is trying to save its heritage, thousands of artifacts from the bow and arrow wars of the 1600s, from washing into the sea. Murkowski says she's focused on tackling rural aviation and climate change. For rural aviation, she says Congress just passed legislation that would prioritize airport construction in, quote, cold weather locations.
We just don't have enough time during the summer season, and the airports are being used all day in, day out.
The legislation makes sure safety equipment arrives more quickly at rural airports and allows Alaska cargo planes to deliver fully charged lithium-ion batteries.
These are often used in things like pacemakers. Well, if you can't get these fully charged batteries out to the region on an airplane, how do folks get the necessary medical equipment? So that's a very specific Alaska exemption.
And maintaining a rural airstrip also means battling melting permafrost, which can cause dips in the runway. And of course, some villages in the YK Delta, like Quinnahock and Newtalk, face another big infrastructure problem, erosion. And that's expensive to fix. I asked Murkowski if Congress plans to define climate change as an emergency under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. That would make it easier for communities like Newtalk and Quinnahock, who are facing relocation and major infrastructure problems because of erosion linked to climate change, to get federal funding. Murkowski doesn't think that's a good idea.
And when you think about climate change and the impacts that we are seeing, it's not a hurricane that has come up within a few days. These are slow-moving disasters, but our reality is, in my view, that FEMA is not necessarily the best entity for addressing the potential disaster that you can see coming.
She says FEMA is an agency focused on responding to disasters, not trying to prevent or mitigate it. She thinks it makes more sense for an agency like the Army Corps of Engineers, for instance, to take preventative measures to contend with climate change. I asked her if she thought that was possible with the current administration. The Trump administration is trying to roll back major environmental regulations that would cut down on greenhouse gas emissions.
If what we're talking about is a wholesale kind of overhaul of a department that would allow for prevention, adaptation, mitigation strategy from the agency focused specific to climate change, in the 2 years of the Trump administration, I don't see that happening.
But she says the solution could happen with a little different phrasing.
If you're an administration that says, well, we want to be smart with the taxpayer dollars, you work on infrastructure and technologies that will, for instance, be more enduring when you're looking at how you build out an airstrip. For many in this current administration, it's how we talk about getting to the same goal, which I think is important.
And Murkowski says that there are plans underway in agencies to help build more, quote, resilient infrastructure that will withstand the impacts of climate change, from more hurricanes to rising sea levels to melting permafrost. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.